God is doing today in the earth. And people of God, those of you who have tuned in, those of you that are listening, I want you to know that God is calling for us to rise up and declare his glory in all the earth and allow his spirit through us to show the glory of the Lord. God is just simply amazing, and he is great. And tonight we want to pray and we want to minister to you regarding God's invasion that he is doing through you. Yes, you. You that possess the Holy Spirit in your life, God wants you to recognize that the Spirit of God that is in you to do something special and something awesome. I don't care what state of life that you're in. I don't care what is going on with you. If you have the Holy Spirit inside of you is able to enable you to do the work and do the work of the kingdom of God. And this is why he has given us his Spirit, that we can do the work of the kingdom. And God wants to do that in your life. He wants to literally use your hands, use your ears, use your eyes, use you to show the world that God is real and that his love is incomprehensible. You know, God's love is unconditional. He loves us. You know, I know that in the church world, many times people condemn us and people say this and people say that about us. But I am so glad, and I know that you're glad too, that we don't have to respond to people, but we can allow the God of glory to cleanse us, to help us, to move upon us. And we don't have to look at our past, that we can go past our past and look at our future that God has set in eternity, that we can live in the things that God has ordained for us to live in. For he says, I have a plan for you, plans not of evil, but that is good, to take us to our expected end. See, God has a plan for you. Yes, you. You might say that your life is like nothing. You might think that your life means nothing, but God has a plan for you. And what we need to do as God's people is to change our mindset. God loves us. You know, his love is just amazing. It is so amazing and is so unconditional, you know. And the enemy wants you to think that God doesn't love you. And the enemy wants you to think that God doesn't care about you. And the enemy wants you to think that God's hand is off of you. But let me tell you something. God's hand is upon you, and God loves you, and he loves you so very much. And all we need to do is trust him and love on him and just worship him. There are three things that when I minister about the return of God's glory in the earth, there's three things that we must embrace as believers that will bring the glory of God in your life to the fullest. And you will see it, you will experience it. You will know that God loves you so very much. And, you know, we have a responsibility in this because God wants to love on us. He wants to show himself strong in our life. He wants to show himself in our lives as being the strong one. You know, his eye is on the sparrow and he watches over us. And he loves us so very much, you know. And those three things is that we must live the character of the kingdom. And the character of the kingdom is God's righteousness that is in us through his son, Jesus Christ. You know, when Jesus died on the cross, you know, he did something that was so amazing. He took our sins and gave us his righteousness. Now we have become the righteousness of him. We have become Christ's righteousness. And when he sees us, because we are covered in the blood of Jesus, it's so amazing how the blood cleanses us. You know, we talk about Tide and Gain and all these detergents that cleanses our clothes, but there's nothing like the blood of Jesus that cleanses us. And we need to preach that message. We need to declare to those that don't know Christ that his blood will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He will take us to our expected end. He will take us and cleanse us. And because of the blood of Jesus, because of what he did on Calvary, the Bible says that we can now come boldly to the throne of grace in the time of need. And some of you out there, you need God's help tonight. Some of you out there need God to touch you tonight. Some of you out there need God to just really come into your life and really just begin to infuse your life with his glory and with his provision. And you know, God has said concerning provision, he says that, you know, through the prophet David, he says that once I was young, and now I'm old, and I never ever seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And one of the things that we know as God's people, that God will provide for us. And all we have to do is begin to thank him for it. You know, a lot of times we pray for things that God has already promised us. God has promised us, you know, that we would be in health. He promised us that we would have peace. He promised us joy. He promised all of these things. And then sometimes the enemy will try to deceive us to think that we don't have it. When writing down inside of you is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost is down inside of you. He'll give you joy. He'll give you peace. He'll give you the unspeakable things, that, and he will give you the dreams that you dream, because those dreams are concerning him. He'll give you the prosperity that you need, and prosperity doesn't mean that you're always going to be rich. Prosperity means the wisdom of God that brings the tangible presence of God in your life in every single area. It's not just in the four walls of the church, but it's God's presence in your personal life, in your home, in your prayer closet, on your job, as you're walking down the street, as you grocery shop, as you begin to really allow the Holy Spirit to really invade your life. And I just want to pray right now before I go any further, because I just feel that some of you out there, you need God to touch you. You need God to invade you even now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, come into the lives of those that are listening tonight. Father, let your word, Lord, saturate their ears and their very being. Let them know, Father, that you are with them and that you will never, ever forsake them. Lord, let your tangible presence be known to them. Father, heal, deliver, set free. Father, we come against every demonic oppression that is in the airway. Father, we thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit in our life. Father, clear the airways, Father, that they can hear, that they can see, that they can experience your power and your glory. Let them know, Father, that you are here with us even now in the name of Jesus. Father, even that young lady that is in that home, Lord, that is sitting there. Father, I ask you to touch her now. Lord, the tears that have come forth from her eyes, Lord, because of the things that life has done to her and because of what the enemy has tried to do to her. Father, touch her. Let her know that your love is there. Let her know, Lord, that you're going to touch her and that you're going to turn things around and that you're going to heal her broken heart. Father, for this purpose that you gave us Jesus, Lord, you gave us Jesus, Lord, that he might destroy every work of the enemy. And that every work of the enemy is being destroyed right now in the name of Jesus for those that will receive it. And Father, invade their life, Father, with your spirit. Father, you said your spirit is here now, Lord, and we call upon your name, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We call upon the blood of Jesus to cover them. Lord, we know that you're going to do a work inside of them, Lord. We call, Lord, your Holy Spirit to heal, to touch, deliver, set free in the name of Jesus. Change mindsets, Lord. Let the light of revelation come on in the minds of those that hear, Lord, that they will see and understand that you are great in all the earth. And we praise you. You know, we know that inside of us is the greatest power there is. We have God in us. We have the hope of glory inside of us. And that makes us and that separates us from everything else and from the world, because the world don't know him. The scripture tells us that the world don't know him, but you know him. Why do we know him? We know him because we possess the Holy Spirit. We possess his spirit inside of us. This is the same spirit that created the world. It's the same spirit that caused the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the dumb to speak, the lame to walk. This is the same spirit that created the worlds, the stars, the sun, the moon, the universe. It dwells in us. And we that is God's people, we must recognize that we have his power, his spirit within us. Because, you know, God put us here on this world to have a job to do. And whether we like it or not, we are in a battle. And unfortunately, our forefather Adam gave the rights to this world over to Satan. And God's tangible presence and God's presence in us and allows us to take the world back for our King. And this is why we're here. We are here to take the ministry of Jesus and destroy every work of the enemy in people's lives. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, when Jesus went back to heaven, he gave the ministry of reconciliation to us, his people. And that means that our minds have to be in line with what God wants to do. And we have become obedient to the things that God has ordained for us to do here in this earth through the body of Christ. God wants to invade the earth through us. He wants us to become his hands. He wants us to become his eyes, his ears. He wants us to become his mouthpiece in the earth. Because the enemy is out to destroy the lives of people. For the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus says, I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And this is why it's so important for those of us that are in the body of Christ today to recognize that we have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit inside of us. And it's the Holy Spirit is such a power. And I believe that many of us don't recognize how much power we have because the Holy Spirit is in our lives. You know, we have many of us that are believers. You know, we go through things. We go through sickness. We go through different areas of our life. Those are things that the Lord allows to come into our life to strengthen us, to help us to recognize who we are in him. And so these tests come, these tests of fiery trials come. You know, when we ask, you know, the scripture talks about there's three specific baptisms. There's a baptism of water, there's a baptism of the Holy Spirit, and then there's a baptism of fire. And this fire that is upon the lives of every believer is a baptism of not only the fire of the Holy Spirit in our lives to destroy the works of the enemy, but also the fire to refine us, to put us in a place that we can develop the character of God through the fiery trials that come into our life. And when we recognize these things and we recognize the fiery trials in our lives, those trials come to refine us, to allow us to see and understand that the character of God is in us. And so as a result of that, we need to understand that when we possess the character of the kingdom, when we possess the character of God, it's because we have been in the fiery furnace. We have been in the trials of life, and we have been in the war zone, where the war zone refines us, and the war zone begins to put up on us the shape and the form of the Savior in our lives. You know, the scripture talks about, you know, we gaze at him in a mirror. We behold him, because when we look into the mirror of our lives, we should not see our lives, but we should see the life of Christ. And that's the image that we see. If we see ourselves, then we are not ready. If we see anything that is left in us, when we look into the mirror of God's word and we see us there, then we are not refined. But what we should be seeing is we should be seeing the Christ that saved us, the Christ that delivered us, the Christ that gave us freedom, the Christ that loved us with an everlasting and unconditional love that cannot be comprehended by man. And I want to read something in your hearing today in St. John chapter 16. And this is one of my very personal scriptures, and I usually teach from this. This is something that's very dear to me because it identifies to me the operation of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. And when God wants to invade the earth, he wants to invade the earth through the Holy Spirit in us, because without the Holy Spirit, we can do nothing. Without the Holy Spirit in our lives, we cannot do and function in the supernatural kingdom that God has given us. See, we that are believers, God gave us the ministry of the Spirit. The ministry of the Spirit is that same Spirit that heals, delivers, set free, cast out demons, speak with new tongues. That's the Spirit of God that is in us. He is doing the work. And he's using us because we are now in the form of our Savior. We are in the image of Jesus. And we must understand the working of the Holy Spirit in our life. Otherwise, we will not be able to invade the earth. We cannot invade the earth with heaven unless we understand that we are the tool, we are the gateway, we are the portal in which God uses to invade the earth realm. We are, yes, you that have the Holy Spirit, you are the portal in which God uses to invade the earth realm. And I'm just going to read this real quickly here. And it says in St. John chapter number 16, howbeit, verse 13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. So right here, it identifies three specific things. It identifies the spoken word, which is truth. It identifies also the ability to hear, And then it gives us an insight, the ability to see. So we have seeing, we have hearing, and we have knowing, in other words, truth. Truth is the foundation in which everything is stands upon, because whatever God says, it is truth. We have truth today. Many times the doctor will give us a report and say, you know, we have this, that, and the other. But there is a higher truth. There's a higher truth that says in the word that by his stripes you are healed. So you have one truth that is earth-realmed, or that is confined to this earth. That truth says that we have this condition, this condition, this condition, this condition. And that is earthly truth. Then there is a higher truth that goes beyond what earthly truth may say. And it says that God says in his word that by the stripes of Jesus, he paid the penalty through his stripes. That if you would believe and trust in him and believe what I'm saying to you, then the higher truth will begin to overtake the earthly truth and cause the earthly truth to become a lie and the higher truth become true, because that is the foundation that we stand on. And those of you out there right now, some of you might be sick in your body. You might be going through different pains and different situations in your body. There might be a situation the doctor told you about. There might be some obstacle that is in your body that is causing pain and causing situations. But let me tell you something. You see, what we need in the body of Christ and those that are sick, we need a revelation of truth. Truth comes, and when it says something to you, when the word of God says something to you, what happens is you get a revelation. See, a revelation comes as a result of understanding truth. Truth says, by stripes, I'm healed. See, nothing in the word of God can work unless you have a revelation of it. The revelation of truth comes as a result of becoming hungry for the word. See, you got to become hungry for truth. You got to become hungry for revelation. You got to become hungry. Nothing works in the kingdom unless you have a revelation of truth. Years ago, when I began to do ministry and I began to desire the ministry of healing, or I desire the ministry to walk in ministry of the supernatural, I desired it. And it did not matter how many times I repeated it, and did not matter how many times I actually laid hands on people, until I got the revelation of this truth within my own heart, nothing happened. See, it took time for that revelation to come. You see, now what I had to do was I had to declare the word until I got it into my spirit. Until I got it into my heart. I had to keep saying it until it became part of me, until it became part of my very being. And this is how faith comes. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And this is why we need to come to church. This is why we need to listen to the word. This is why we need to have the word consistently repeated in our hearts, our mind. Because when we are in a situation where we have a situation in our body and we have the truth of God's word, many times we are in compromise because we have not got the revelation of truth. We have not got the revelation of healing. We have not got the revelation that God is a healer because we have not heard the word enough. We have not allowed the word to penetrate in our spirit man. You see, when that word penetrates in your spirit man, all of a sudden, a revelation comes up out of your spirit. And this is what Jesus makes mention. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. See, that living water is revelation. That living water is revelation of God, what God has said concerning the circumstance, concerning the things that, or those you're ministered to. You get a revelation of it. And when you get a revelation of it, then all of a sudden that revelation becomes your reality. And when it becomes your reality, now truth is foundational in your heart. And that goes for every single thing in your life. Some of you might be suffering from poverty. Some of you might be suffering from an illness. Some of you might be suffering from bad relationships. You might be suffering from all of these different areas that the enemy brings to us. But listen, if you can have faith, see, God works in the realm of faith. Faith is founded on truth. What truth is that? It is founded upon the word. What God says. See, the word is what forms everything. You know, the word of God formed everything. It says by the word, everything was created. That means every substance, you know, even down to the molecule, down to the atom. When we look at the chart that identifies particles and atoms and molecules, you see, God is the structure of that. The proton, all of those things come from the word. They come from where? You know, I was reading an article in the from the University of Minnesota regarding a test that they did, and they broke down the molecule. And what they found is that there's the molecule, one of the on the chart, there's something that's called a proton. And what they said about this proton is that it's a vibrating molecule, if you allow me to say that, and I'm not a scientist, but it vibrates, and that is sound. And so we now understand that when God speaks, things are created because of sound. And that substance, that when God first created the world, he spoke it into existence. And because of the sound, it caused the nothingness to become something. It caused the worlds to come into play. And all we have now is everything be sustained. All the world is sustained by the word of God. That's what the word says. It says that the worlds came from the world. Everything was made by him, the word. And so if the word can make worlds, if the word of God can cause those things that are nothing to become something, then how much more can he heal your sick body? How much more would he do if you allow the word to speak in your life regarding the things that you are lacking? How much more would God invade your situation and cause the things that seem to be down to become healed? Your relationships, your marriages, your children that are bound by the enemy. Guess what? God can do it. God's word is sure and steadfast. It's unmovable. It is always abounding. God is great. God is awesome. And, you know, if we can trust in our God and believe in our God, then things will begin to happen in our life. And as we begin to hear the word, and if we begin to allow the word to saturate our hearts and our minds, we will then begin to experience God at a whole new level. And I want to just read something else to you, and then we're going to listen to a ministry of a song. But I am one of the things that one of my heart desire is that God's people recognize who they are in him. You have power within you. You have power. And you can call us here at 313-837-1340. And I want to read this. I read this last week, and this is about heaven invading the earth. It says, after this matter, therefore you pray. It says, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. See, that goes back to worship and recognizing the lordship of Jesus. It goes back into understanding that he is Lord of all, that he is King of all the earth. He is the glorious King that has to be recognized. You see, let me tell you something on one of the secrets to healing. You see, if you can get sickness to recognize who is king, sickness will run. If you can get sickness and disease to recognize who is the King of Glory, sickness will cease. You can reckon, if you can get that disease or that poverty to recognize who is the king, guess what? There will be no more lack. See, that's the area of our life that we have to give ourselves wholly over to. We have to give ourselves wholly over to worship. And let me just use this example. See, if I'm sick in my body, if I submit myself and my sickness to worship, then guess what? As I begin to worship him, guess what? The sickness has to recognize that, you know what? I cannot take and I cannot rule. I have no right to be in this body. And I have no right to be there because of the fact that they're worshiping the Lord. They're worshiping him. They're worshiping him and acknowledging him as king of all. You see, when the king comes in, everything else has to be silent. When the king is worshiped, everything else has to cease. When the king comes in, sickness has got to say, you know what? I cannot be in here. I'm not worthy to be in his presence. And see, when we recognize that sickness has a personality, and I know that sometimes people don't recognize this, but this is why sickness has a name. This is why men give sickness a name, is because sickness actually is alive. It is a living organ that is invaded, an area that should not be invaded. See, sickness has no place in your body. Sickness is an invader. It has a personality, and its personality is to invade areas that is not protected. It is an enemy. It is an enemy of the body. And you see, and if you saturate your body with worship, if you saturate, allow this King of Glory to be recognized in your body, sickness will begin to dissipate, and the King of Glory will overshadow all sickness, and sickness have got to be silent, and it will sneak away. And this is why it's very important for us to recognize the Lordship of Jesus. And we want you to listen to this song as we minister, as it ministers to you. God's grace is so amazing. And those who are listening tonight, recognize that God loves you and that his love is amazing and his love is great and awesome. And as we listen to this song, allow it to minister to you in Jesus' mighty, mighty name.
Jesus.
Is just great, and you know, is nothing like the name of Jesus. And we that are God's people, we must use that name, and we must begin to declare that name and decree that name so that all of earth and heaven can recognize it. Now listen, I'm going to say this. You know, it is time for us to pray heaven down. It's time for us to allow the Holy Spirit to allow the God that is in us to bring God's kingdom and reign in the earth. And it is happening. It is happening all over the earth. But in our personal lives, we must allow the Holy Spirit to reign and invade our life. You know, when we talk about the prayer, the model prayer of Jesus that is described in Matthew 6, and I begin to read it, that is the model prayer that provides clear instruction on how to bring the reality of God's world in this realm, in the earth realm. And we must begin to look at this We must begin to get revelation of this prayer, and we must begin to call heaven and the earth realm. And this is why the intercessory prayer groups and churches is not just for a certain group of people, but this is why we, that is God's people, have to get back to prayer. We've got to get back to prayer to allow the Holy Spirit to use each and every one of us in these end times so that we can be used by God in a wonderful, special way that we can take the kingdoms of this world and allow them to become the kingdoms of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus' prayer becomes a model for each and every one of us. And there's two realities to this prayer. The first reality is that, as I said, the Lordship of Jesus, having that intimate relationship with him as believers. Remember what the scripture says, that they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so if we are his people, we must have an intimate relationship with him in spirit and in truth, which means that we must submit ourselves to the obedience of God's word in our life, and we must allow us to be connected to him through the realm of the spirit. See, if I'm connected to him in the realm of the spirit, that means whatever the spirit is telling me to do and showing me to do, I will do that because I'm connected to him. And then the second part of that is that because that he is holy, because of the lordship of Jesus in our life, then when we begin to say, Lord, let thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, what we bring is the kingdom of God down. We establish the dominion over mankind, and we establish the dominion over the realm of the world, the spirit world, that is trying to rule this world. And as a result of that, we must allow eternity to come into the earth realm by establishing God's reign. What does God's reign look like? It looks, first of all, like God's love. It's the expression of God's love, because God's love is unconditional. When God loves us, it says, well, God so loved the world that he gave. What did he give? The best that he had. What was the best he had? His son. He gave his son for us that we might have a right, first of all, to the tree of life, that we might rule with him and reign with him, and that we might be joint heirs with him. And second of all, because of the reign of God's kingdom on the earth, we as God's people become responsible for establishing the dominion and the power of God's kingdom on the earth. Well, how do we do that? When we see what the enemy is doing, we take a personal responsibility to destroy the work of what the enemy is doing in people that are bound or in the lives of those that are being affected by the enemy. So this is why Jesus says in Matthew chapter 16, he says that I give you power. And he said, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. And one of the first things that he names is devils. Why is it important for us to allow the enemy to be cast out first? Because he is the prince and the powers of the air, which means that he has the voice and the influence of the atmosphere. And so when he begins to speak, then people are affected or influenced by what he says. The scripture says, and Corinthians says, there are many voices in the world and none without significance. And one of the voices is the enemy. The enemy is putting things in people's minds. He puts things in people's minds, and as a result of that, people begin to think after him. We find that in St. John chapter number 13, where Judas, it says that Satan put in the mind of Judas to betray Jesus. Well, Judas was disappointed. This is how demonic powers work. See, the enemy can't make you do anything unless you allow him or invite him into your life. That goes for those that don't know him, those that do know Christ, and those that don't know Christ. If the enemy influences you by putting a thought in your mind and you begin to think after him, then what happens is then he will begin to enter in and cause that influence in your life to cause an action. You know, if the scripture says once lust is conceived, it brings forth sin. Well, this is how the enemy operates. He'll put the thought in your mind, as I said in St. John chapter 13. And later on in the scripture, further down, it says that Satan entered in. Why? He entered in because Judas comprehended or received the thought, acted upon the thought. And as he acted upon the thought, then he began to take the action because of the thought. And that's where he betrayed Jesus. See, the enemy can put a lot of things in your mind. You can't help what comes to your mind, but you sure can help if you keep it there. You don't have to think after every thought that comes in your mind. And this is one of the reasons why Jesus says, cast out devils first. Why? Because the enemy is the influence of the mind. Then he says, they shall speak with new tongues. Well, why is this important? This is important because this gives us the strength. This gives us the ability to speak to God spirit to spirit. You see, the Bible says that if we pray in the spirit, our spirit prayeth. Well, who is our spirit praying to? It's praise to God. Our spirit praying. This is why when we pray in an unknown tongue or we pray in tongues, this is why the Spirit of God begins to move upon us, because of the fact that we're praying in a language from spirit to spirit, my human spirit to God's spirit. And this is how we begin to get revelation. Revelation comes as a result of the spirit invading our hearts, and we begin to see and we begin to experience God, and we begin to see the miraculous of God because we're allowing God to flow through us because we are in intimate relationship through communication. See, these are acts of the spirit. These are things that the spirit will do in our lives. And this is why he said these signs should follow them that will believe. And those are the two main areas. If we can begin to allow the kingdom of God to come in with dominion and power, then what we will understand is that this dominion and power that is in the lives, in our lives, they will begin to be used by God to demonstrate that God is taking over every area that the devil has tried to conquer in our lives. And this is why it's so important for those of us that are in the kingdom to have the right mindset, to understand who we are in him. We are not here to be a receiver. We are here to be a conquering people for the kingdom of God in the earth. There are people out there that is hurting. There are people out there that are going through so many things. And those of us that are strong in our faith and know our God, the Bible says we will do great exploits. He says in the last days, knowledge shall increase and my people shall know their God and they shall do great exploits. If you're not active in this work of the Holy Spirit in your life today, and the Holy Spirit is in your life today, it's time for you to say, Holy Spirit, come into my life, use me for your glory. Use me, Lord, to use me to destroy the works of the enemy. Use me to be a living testimony of your tangible evidence of your existence and the lives that don't know you. Use me, Father, to be a voice. Use me to be your eyes and your ears and your hands in the earth, Father, that those that are bound can be set free. And I'm going to just let you know that these are areas that we need to understand. And those of you that are listening tonight that are spirit-filled, I just want to give you this prayer model of invading the earth with heaven. And first of all, we need to approach the prayer that is in Matthew 6, 9 through 13, by understanding that praise and worship, acknowledging God, is the most effective way in which we can allow the Holy Spirit in our lives to become, if you allow me to say it, to begin to move upon our lives and move in other people's lives through our praise and worship. That intimate relationship gives that connection with God. It makes God bigger in our eyes and in our circumstance. We see, when we see God as being awesome, and we see him as being great, and we see him sitting on the circle of the earth commanding the morning, we see him as being the great I am, we see him as being everything to us, then God will begin to allow invade our lives, and we can then allow him to do what he does best, the impossible, the incredible, the intangible. And then we begin to pray that authority because of the lordship of Jesus in the earth. We begin to declare, Father, let your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And we must take authority and begin to say, Lord, bring your joy to those that have no joy. Bring your peace to those that have no peace. Bring your reign to those that don't know your reign. Bring your healing to those that don't know your healing. Bring, Father, your spirit to those that don't know your spirit. Holy Spirit, come now and invade the earth in the name of Jesus. Touch those that don't know you. Touch those, Father. Invade their lives right now in the name of Jesus. We begin to pray the heaven, that the things that are in heaven will come down. Father, we come against poverty. We come against sickness. We come against everything that opposes your reign, your kingdom, and your character. Bring your righteousness. Bring your righteous reign down. Lord, invade the families, Father, that are having trouble. Invade their families, Father. Show them the love of the kingdom. Show them, Lord, that you are the King and Lord of all, that you are the righteous King. You are the one that will make those that are bound free. You are the ones, Lord, that will open up the prison door to those, Lord, that are actually in chains and in prison. Open those doors up, Father. Let the reign of heaven come into this earth realm and show them that you are King and Lord of all. You see, our King, Jesus, wants to open up those that are bound. He wants to free us from religion. He wants to free us from those areas of our lives that have kept us bound for so long. This is the reign of our God. And when we begin to pray this reign down out of heaven, God begins to literally come down in that situation. So you got to believe this thing. This is real. God's power is real. And if you begin to declare it because of your faith, things will begin to happen. And then as a result of that, heaven begin to affect the material needs. He begins to affect the personal needs of those that you pray for, those that you are interceding for. He begin to change things around and begin to move upon those areas of our life that are void and vacant. And this follows the pattern that is in the book of Genesis, when it says the earth was void without form. You see, when we declare it with our mouth and with our faith, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, begins to release the thing that you say because it's in line with the word. You know, God does not want you sick. He does not want you poor. He does not want you broke. He does not want you down. He doesn't want you full of worry and all of that. God doesn't want you full of that. He wants you full of peace and joy and happiness. It is God's good pleasure to give you the keys of the kingdom. It is his pleasure to allow you to be happy. You know, some of you might be out there, you know, you might be looking for a companion, or you might be looking for certain things in your life to make you happy. God does not want to withhold those things from you. He wants you to have a happy relationship. He wants you to have peace. He wants you to have joy. It is his good pleasure to give you the kingdom, because that's what the kingdom is about. The kingdom is about joy and peace and happiness. You know, the scripture says that, you know, the kingdom is not meat and drink, but joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. See, he wants you to possess his spirit so that you can be full of joy. He wants to affect the relationships that you have. See, when we call heaven down, evil has got to run. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. See, when you begin to call the kingdom of heaven down in your circumstance, in your body and in your home, in your family, see, Satan cannot live in heaven's realm. He's been kicked out of heaven's realm. And when you call heaven down and it becomes your realm, the enemy cannot dwell there. The enemy cannot dwell in the realm where heaven is being called upon. So he can't dwell there. And he might try to come around. He might try to influence. But when you call heaven's realm down, the enemy cannot live there. He cannot be effective there. This is why the scripture says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. The reason why is because when you call heaven down and your circumstance, that weapon that the enemy has tried to oppose you with cannot work because heaven is there. We need to know that heaven is behind us. Heaven has legions of angels at your disposal. Heaven has the realm of glory that you can call down in your circumstance. You have just got to believe it. It works. There was a story of a missionary team that went out, and this missionary team went out and they were on a mission to preach the gospel of the kingdom. And as they were traveling toward their destination, a village, they encounter a group of people that stone them. This is in Africa, and they begin to stone them or throw rocks at them. And these missionaries, they ran to a different a few miles to this local village. And in the local village, when they got there, and after they got themselves together, they begin to preach the gospel of the kingdom. When they begin to preach the gospel of the kingdom, heaven invaded that village. And 2,000 of those villagers got saved and gave their life to Christ. And not only did those 2,000 villagers that gave their life to Christ, 100 of the 2,000 was the ones that actually stoned the missionaries. And how powerful is that? Now, that wasn't the only thing happened. The second thing that happened, as they begin to preach the gospel, the heaven invaded the village. And when heaven invaded the village, anything that as I indicated before, that was wrong becomes right. There was a man that had lost his eyes. They said that this man, right before their eyes, began to pray for him. Heaven invaded his eyes. And I told you, whenever heaven invades something, it makes the crooked straight. It takes and causes things to happen. A creative miracle happened, and his eyeballs formed in his head, and he began to see. How powerful is that? See, most of us don't believe those kinds of things, but guess what? It is happening today. And as the Christians are going out preaching the gospel of the kingdom, doing the things of the kingdom, and calling the kingdom into the present, in this present world, the kingdom of God is coming into effect. And listen, I don't know where you're at in your relationship with God, but all I know is that we that are God's people, we've got to get into a deeper relationship with the King. Without that deeper relationship, we'll never get the revelation of how God wants to use us so profoundly in the things of the kingdom. And God wants to use you tonight. He wants to use you. He wants to use you tonight in the name of Jesus. And we just have a few minutes left, and I just want to pray real quickly in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now for those that are hearing tonight. Lord, invade their lives. Show them, allow them to have dreams and visions, Father, that the kingdom of God has come into their lives and they will be used by you profoundly. Raise them up, Father. Allow the Holy Spirit to come in their life and allow them, Lord, to be used by you for your glory and for your namesake. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' mighty, mighty, mighty name. God's word is perfect to those that believe. And I want you